Girls Night Out. I'm Jackie.
I'm Erica.
I'm Rose.
Hey, check out that girl.
Which one?
The one with long black hair and glasses. You know, I think she's checking me out too.
Yeah. Hey, she's coming towards us. Go for it, Jackie. Hi.
Hi. Hey, haven't I seen you a few times at this bar before? I'm Rose.
I'm Erica. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
This is my friend Jackie.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, hi. So, what are we going to have?
A qingdao.
A dry martini with 2 olives for me.
2 dry martinis with 2 olives each and a qingdao. So, Erica, what a beautiful name. What do you do?
I'm an administrative assistant.
Oh.
And Jackie's an architect.
Oh.
He's designed some really famous buildings, including a Taipei 101 and a palace on Ren'ai Road.
Mm-hmm.
He's an amazing architect. He's working on a whole stack of new projects now.
Oh, Erica, you really don't need to tell everyone about all the buildings I've created. But yes, the Taipei 101 and palace are 2 examples of my handiwork.
Really? I live in the palace, and I also have a couple of friends who happen to be architects and who were also involved in the design of the palace. I don't remember them ever mentioning your name.
Jackie wasn't one of the teams. Anyway, he's loaded. He has a red Ferrari and 3 mansions all with an ocean view. What do you do, Lois?
I'm an entrepreneur. I do okay myself. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about your family.
My mom passed away when I was just a kid. I'm an only child and I'm single.
I have a brother and a sister.
You know, I'm pretty good at tongue twisters. Listen to this. She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. So, if she sells shells on the seashore, I'm sure she sells seashore shells.
Well, how about you, Rose? Do you have any siblings?
No, I'm a quarter Native American through my grandfather. He lives in California, and I visit him pretty often. Say, Erica, why don't you come along with me sometime? You would love the weather there. Or, if that doesn't appeal to you, I've also just bought a castle in Spain. It would be great fun to travel there together.
It's really nice of you to suggest it, but my Spanish is pretty rusty.
Oh, I can put it in Spanish, or in any of my other dozen or so stronger languages. German, French, Russian, Italian.
What languages do you speak, Erica?
English, Chinese, and a little Spanish.
Oh, Rose, what a pretty necklace you're wearing.
Those are rubies, aren't they? Aren't they expensive?
No, not at all. You can have it if you want.
Wow, it's stunning. How much did it cost?
A mere 10,000 euros. Shall we exchange phone numbers?
With pleasure. Mine's 0965-520-520.
Mine is 0912.
Yes?
345.
Okay.
678.
Got it. That's an easy one to remember. How about if we go have a nice cup of coffee somewhere quiet, just the two of us?
Sure.
Actually, I was talking to Erica.
Excuse me?
I thought you were coming on to me.
You fired yourself, I'm afraid.
Now, wait a minute. I'm a young, handsome, hot single guy bringing almost $2 million a month. Who in their right mind would pass up the chance for a date with me?
I assure you that I am in my right mind, and I am passing up this chance. Well, Erica, what do you say?
I'm confused.
No need to be shy and pretend. I can tell at first glance that you and I were meant for each other. Lovely meeting you, Jackie. Fair luck next time. So, Erica, shall we go?
But I'm not... I mean, I don't...